Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we've used Instagram to grow our small businesses and form a social community. Learn how we created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with brands. Whether you want to take your business or social media to the next level, or just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Vic from The Stump Shop, and joining me are Dom from M Inspired Living and Mark from Remarkable Woodworks. We hope you enjoy the episode and tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast. Welcome back to another episode. It's Vic from The Stump Shop.
I'm Mark from Remarkable Woodworks.
And I'm Dom from M Inspired Living.
We're three chocolate creators that know absolutely nothing about Instagram, so we decided to come up with a show about it. Welcome to the For the Gram podcast.
Didn't I sound so upset about having to say it?
You're always miserable, man.
Yeah.
You're always
sounded quiet. Why were you so quiet?
That's not true. I'm always smiling. When you see me, am I not always smiling?
Well, never. I've literally never seen you smile. The only time I've seen you smile is when I went to your cottage and I came back with sand flea bites all over my friggin' feet.
I can't believe you found out that that's what it was.
Sand flea. They're still there. Still there. It's been like 2 weeks.
Sand fleas. This guy sent us a picture of his feet after we visited Dom's cottage to build that deck.
Not in like a pervy way, though. Not in a pervy way.
I thought he had chicken pox.
Yeah, so bad. So bad.
It was worse than poison ivy.
Right? Unbelievable.
So what are we talking about tonight, man?
No idea. What do you guys want to talk about? This bubbly is delicious. We need to work on getting them to sponsor this damn thing.
Dom, make some calls. Dom's the one with the hookups. He's literally worked with Michael Bublé. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, he didn't like it because my voice was better than his. So that was we did it one time and then it was over. And
honestly, you had me until that. Then now I know you're lying. can I ask you guys a personal question?
No, actually.
Vic, recently, very recently, you decided to take a couple days off of the gram.
Yes.
How was it for you? Was it stressful or was it like uplifting, or how did it make you feel?
So it was a little bit of both, but to be honest with you, it came with a lot of stress attached to it. And I'll tell you why. The main reason, obviously, is FOMO, okay, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Really?
Because it was, man. It was because, and like I said, it's absolutely ridiculous because we all know you take a few days off, you could take a week off. You could take months off and nothing's changing. Like, you're going to come back to the same people, your same tribe, your communities there. Instagram's probably changed their, you know, the way they operate 1,000 times. But really, you're not missing out that much. If you feel you need a break and you deserve it, or you want to just take a day or two off, take it off, man. It shouldn't stress you out. But I'm here to tell you firsthand that when you do take that break, personally, I was thinking about it a lot more than I really wish I was. It did. Mark, to answer your question, it did kind of stress me out, and I'm upset about it. So
is it weird to start storying and stuff again then? Like, you start second-guessing?
Exactly.
Like, is this story worthy? Like, do I really need to do this, or am I just going to get it done?
Dude, you couldn't have said it any better, because you go for years doing stories. Then you're like, you know what? I've never had a blank story button. Literally, at one point, I've never had one, like, where there was nothing there. Then I slowly got to the point where I take a day or two off and no big deal at all. Now I'm like, okay, I'll take a week off. And you start realizing, you're like, hey, those things that I used to story all the time, I didn't for the last week, and no one gives a shit. Mm-hmm. And I didn't miss it. And it made my job, or my whatever it was I was doing, easier. My commute was easier. Yeah. My coffee was easier. You know what I mean? You
start my coffee tastes better.
My coffee tastes better when I don't talk about it on the gram. So then for me to come back, it's like, why is today the day I'm going to do a story about cutting a stump when I didn't for a week and it was fine? Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of like what's worthy, in air quotes, what's worthy enough for me to story about now
right
that I didn't for a while? Like, it's But then you just go back to your normal ways, right? So
follow-up question, sorry. Do you still order Stump Shop coffees when you're not doing it on Instagram like that? Or do you just order regular coffees?
Yeah, no, I think that's a rhetorical question because that would be so silly, right? And the funny thing is, like, it's almost like my commute got shorter. It was sunnier. You know, my work days.
I could hear the
shorter.
Birds. The birds were singing.
Birds.
I noticed food the
tasted
sunset.
Better. Oh,
like quitting smoking.
I actually have two kids. This whole time, I only thought I had one. You know, like, it's just got so much clearer in a week, man. Like I realized, like, oh yeah, like you guys have to eat too. Like I started making food for my kids and stuff.
So
no, all kidding aside, man. It wasn't that long. Like I couldn't go more than I think it was 5 days. I didn't story, and it was strange to me. It was strange, and I don't like how it was strange.
But did it not get kind of a little bit easier with every day that went by not to do it? Like I find recently I haven't been storing very much just because I've been very busy with work and with other stuff. And as the days are going by, I've just been finding it easier to say, you know what? No, because like you said, you're getting more done and you think, you know, the stuff that I was storing about, who really cared anyway?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it just, I find it becomes easier just to forget about it and not do it.
Yeah. And that's a trap you can most definitely fall into where you, you start to realize like, hey, I didn't story that coffee the other morning. And then I didn't story it again the other morning. And guess what? I had coffee the third and fourth morning, and no one out there knew about my coffee, yet I still had it. It was delicious. No one messaged me going, hey, Vic, did you have coffee today? Because no one gives a shit about your coffee, okay? No one cares about your food. No one cares about Stump Shop coffee drive-thru. So to answer Mark's question, it's super hard to come back. Fuck, no one cares about that. I'm done. No one cares about anything anymore.
This guy's so mad that nobody cares about his coffee.
I love the passion. And not to turn this into like the Stump Shop show or anything because I keep like drilling you. I just find it fascinating when someone as confident as you are, if you've ever seen Vic in real life, he has no problem pulling out his phone. It's not awkward. Like it's a one take. He just does. He doesn't do double takes. It's crazy.
I'm glad you said phone at the end of that. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
No problem. Like yeah. He's super confident, has no problem whipping it out. The phone.
But for to hear you be like, it's kind of like it's freeing in a way, but you also miss it and no one really cares. Those are all things that I'm like, I'm on the job site and the way that I do my stories is I'll try to pick up something throughout my day that I feel like at least one person won't know, or I could like give them a tip or something like that. And like, it's so easy to go through the day and be like, oh, fuck, that's not, no one's going to give a shit about that. No one's going to give a shit about that. No one's going to, and then you get to the end of the day, you're like, fuck, I haven't storied yet today. I got to find something. And then like all of a sudden you go looking for imperfection. So it's very fascinating to me that other people end up in that trap.
What I did do though is during this week, because if you see something that's story worthy, once again, air quotes, I still find myself an Instagrammer. I still consider myself the Stump Shop. I didn't want to let it go. So yes, even throughout the week, I did take those 15-second videos here and there.
Yeah.
However, the freeing part was it's in my phone and it was literally 15 seconds instead of becoming the uploading to Instagram, the adding music, the adding hashtags, and then making a follow-up story. None of that existed for a good couple days. And that part was super freeing. So I have some, and not only that, but at the same time, I now built up some content.
So you were working on content while you, even though that you didn't post it.
I was working on the video part of it. Like, okay. Just like, okay, that's interesting. Like, for an example, the other day I'm out and Canada geese are always funny to non-Canadians, right? So I'm sitting in a parking lot with like 200.
They're just fucking birds, man.
But they don't, it's like, they're like kangaroos to Canadians. Like, they're not we don't see them a lot or something, right? Like,
what do you mean? I see them all the time. Canadian geese, they're everywhere.
Oh, kangaroos.
I saw a kangaroo today. No shit. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I swear, hand to God, if you believe in that sort of thing.
How?
I was driving by, and I didn't even know that this zoo existed.
Oh, okay. But so I was going to say, if you saw kangaroo,
but it's not
of
a
street,
real zoo. I'm it's officially a fucking farm quitting. That they put the, like, instead of like Shroot Farm, they crossed out the farm and put zoo over top of it. And I fucking kid you not, there's like three sheeps, a cow, and then a fucking kangaroo right beside
at
it.
At a farm.
I promise you, man, it's crazy. I will take a picture of it on my drive home tomorrow. And it's the first time I've ever seen it. It's absolutely wild. Anyways, I'm not.
If there's any Australian listeners, confirm whether kangaroos can live in a farm, because that's animal cruelty, man.
I'm legit going to send you a picture. I took a picture.
Oh, no, I believe you, but it's I just
it
don't
doesn't
think
sound like
right.
You do believe me, actually. Now, well, that, you, I now that you put it that way.
Why would it be able to live in a zoo but not on a farm?
Yeah.
I'm That's sure it can live too. On a farm. Yeah.
I'm sure they wouldn't have it there if it wasn't.
They used to have kangaroos at that zoo by my cottage.
Yeah.
They used to have kangaroos there.
I don't know. I just you don't attribute kangaroos to why are we?
I'm so sorry about bringing up this kangaroo. Yeah, don't. I'm really sorry about it. Let's go back to.
Let's move on. So, do you get stressed out, Dom, when you don't post? And in Dom's mind, what is not posting? Like, remember back in the days when we would, if you don't post every day, you would get anxiety and stressed out.
Yeah.
I remember Mark telling us once. This was a few episodes ago. I mean, quite a few episodes ago. I haven't posted for 4 days. Yeah. I remember his exact words were 4 days, and I had a mini heart attack. Like, I almost fell off my chair.
Yeah.
But now, like, it's no, like, who cares? No one cares. Whole week without posting. It's fine, right? Yeah. How do you feel, Dom? Like, because you post every day.
I'd say I post probably 5 times a week. I don't post on Sunday. Very rarely do I post on Sunday. And then usually there's another day somewhere in the week where I don't post. So I post like 5 days a week.
Why though? No content or just...
It's easier trying to come up with content. Like, there was a point when we, I think after we went to the first workbench that we went to a couple, well, 3 years ago now, where I had started trying to post twice a day. Right, because you remember we went there, and like a lot of the things were like, you got to post as much as, and it just becomes too much. I think it's not maintainable to, unless that's your full-time job is content creation, which mine is not, right? Like I still need to actually sell pieces to pay my bills, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, for me, I can't maintain that, and it becomes.
Check your phone.
Oh my god! Did you take that picture today?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
That thing is this.
Oh, he's jacked.
He's jacked.
That's what I mean.
Can you send us the Arnold Schwarzenegger of kangaroos?
I will post it, and I'll post it in our Patreon group chat. What? I promise
this is
going you.
On our, this is,
why yeah, does this it look how, on feed. Look how it, sad he looks, though.
Well, you'd be sad if you're stuck in Canadian farm weather. Are you kidding me?
Buddy, if you had muscles like that and balls the size of this guy, and you're stuck on a farm... That's a terrible life.
Again, I am sorry for making this about kangaroos.
The top half of his body looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. We need to post it on the stories. Post it on the stories for the gram page so people know what the hell I'm talking about.
That's the Incredible Hulk with like a donkey head.
Isn't that nuts?
I have never been in love with a kangaroo until now.
Just saying, man.
This thing's pectoralis major and minor is absolutely ridiculous.
We should bring him on the podcast. What is your workout routine, sir? hops.
This
hops.
Picture, you just, know what this picture does? It actually justifies us talking about kangaroos for half an hour.
All I know is, as of tomorrow, all I'm going to do is hop everywhere I go.
This guy's new workout routine is just jumping everywhere.
By the end of September, I'm going to look like the Incredible Hulk.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what I was saying anymore.
I am so sorry. That's the funniest picture I've ever seen. But
okay, no, for real.
Let's.
Okay.
Stress.
We've talked about it before. That direct from Instagram, it says that you have to do something for 3 months. Does that mean that you have to post every single day at the same time consistently for those 3 months? Or does it mean that...
What's like, 3 months? Are you talking about like to...
For the algorithm to pick up...
I think it was eight weeks. So 2 months. 2 months.
Okay. So let's say 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, if you post... Is it like you're posting one reel a week? Does that count? Like, can just be once?
Yes. Yeah, but I think you got to post. I think what they're saying is you got to post that one reel on the same day at the same time.
Yeah.
Are you freaking serious?
Give or take a few minutes, I'm sure. But
yeah. So then if you're just posting, let's say you post one reel on Wednesday, are you good now until the next Wednesday?
If that's your
you got to do it for 8 weeks, apparently, for the algorithm to like kick in and. Yeah. Pick up on that and then expect your reel every Wednesday morning, whatever, at 10 a.m.
But which is same also time. Hard because same that's time. What I tried. And exactly, same time. And then suddenly you realize I have more content than once a week. What do you fill in the other days with? And do those have to be matching the other days too? So I don't know. It's all stressful, man. It's all...
Like, I've never really fully believed in that, in the eight-week thing, but... I also think about it this way. Like, I typically post in the morning around between 8 and 9 o'clock. I try to post by 8.
You guys are religious for that. So, every time I open my phone in the morning.
I haven't been lately, man.
You too.
When I don't post in the morning at 8, if I try to post later in the day, the posts seldomly do well.
Yeah, because you've taught the algorithm for years.
The algorithm is not expecting it at that time. Yeah. It's not expecting an 11 a.m. post. So that's why it doesn't do well.
For you though, because I don't pay attention to my time.
You post at 3 a.m. I go to bed at 1. I wake up at 6:30, and somehow in those 4 hours, you've posted something middle of the night.
Yeah. And then he cries that his content doesn't do well. That's because the entire
just get upset. Smash bubbly cans on my forehead.
The entire Western Hemisphere is sleeping, and he's wondering why is.
Anyways,
but half my audience lives in Tehran anyway. So what difference does it fucking make?
This goes back to what we talked about the last episode. Deleting those followers, maybe if it doesn't give you the boost of reach suddenly, at least it might help your demographics, right? Because I'm sick of Toronto not being number one. Yeah. Toronto was my number one for years, and now it's like. Tehran and Turkey, and I'm just like, I love you guys if you're listening from over there. I really do, but you know, I love my hometown, right? So
no, I think I'm still good for my home, like I'm still good for Canada and stuff for that, but it is weird that that's like a known thing where all of us are, like the majority of your audience is from that one country.
Well, I always have US as number one and Canada as number two, but in terms of cities, Toronto, number one.
Toronto, New York, and Oshawa are my top three.
Oshawa?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's great. That it's actually Oshawa. Like practically your hometown. Yeah, how many followers from Oshawa do you have for it to be your number three?
Can I figure that out?
Everybody that lives in Oshawa follows.
Yeah, that's crazy. Since we're sharing those things. Toronto dropped again. Tehran is number one, which is why I'm going to have to. But then again, at the same time, though, a lot of people from Iran, for me specifically,
yeah,
do message me like personally, they're woodworkers and yeah, showing yeah. me, sending me pictures of their stuff.
Yeah.
I still appreciate that. Right.
No, 100%. I'm not.
And then there's Santiago, Istanbul, and then Toronto.
So that's exactly, mine too.
That's exactly like mine.
Istanbul yeah. and Santiago or whatever. Santiago. Those like are Chile, both maybe? On mine too.
Is that Chile? Dumb.
You're yeah, the smart it's one. Chile. Yeah.
You guys yeah. are
countries.
You fucking do anything like separate? You, the two of you. Yeah. Honestly, like it's fucking annoying.
We don't get sand fleas together.
Yeah, we're swimming. That's Bologna.
But U.S. is still 30%.
Didn't you notice that those 3 days that we spent at my cottage that Vic and I ate the exact same thing every day?
pretty much. We do everything together. It's weird. It creeps me out. But I love you both for it. So, you know, whatever. I think that's it. I think we're good. I think we all know how stressed out we are. And if you are stressed out and not posting stresses you out, then know that you're in good company. Let us know what you do to curb that anxiety, because I think the three of us could use a little happiness in our life, you know?
Yeah. And you know what does bring me happiness, though, is our patrons. And we got to give them a big shout out.
And send them that kangaroo picture. I'm going to do that right
now. Oh, dude. Are you going to do it? No. Wait, hold on. Don't send it yet. I got an idea. Right. I got an idea. Just hang off. But yeah, so thank you to you guys. If you want to get involved in that team, we chat all the time. We're actually planning our group chat coming up, and that's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that. Yeah. Head on over to patreon.com/forthegrampodcast and hit us up on the DMs. You can send us an email. I think Dom might check emails. I don't check emails. I haven't done that in a while.
I check emails.
Dom checks emails. We got our Instagram. We've got individual. You can message us. And that's it. Send us our questions. Right. And if you want to be on this episode, or if you want to be a guest on the episode, then too bad. We don't have guests anymore. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Feel free to subscribe to me on YouTube at Remarkable Woodworks. I could really use the subs over there. So, okay.
On the tubes. And follow me on the
top. Stop calling it the ticks and the talks and the tubes and the grammars. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Where can they follow you, Dom? He's on my
just